Want to kind of jump off topic a little bit. When you were in Beijing, I'm curious as to what the Chinese may have agreed to on agricultural demands.
Sure. Well, Bill, I cannot get into the specifics. That's something that both parties agreed we would not get into. But I will say this. Both my colleagues from USTR, you know, that was Greg Dowd and Sharon Bomer leading ag, and my colleagues from USDA went in very cautiously optimistic, even skeptical. But came away cautiously optimistic. It improved more than just a little bit. There was free flow of information. There was candor. They of course were very focused on numbers. We countered by saying we're not talking numbers till we talk through a lot of the policy and regulatory issues that frankly we saw as necessary to discuss to get at any numbers that either country might have pursued. So, no, I don't think we got everything we wanted, but I think this is a continuation. This is a continuum. So many of us hope that there's another opportunity to continue some of these discussions and close out some of the things that were discussed, and more importantly, continue to bring up things that may not have been discussed in great detail. But I will say we felt pretty good about the agricultural discussions that we had. And included in those discussions were both MARA, that's the new name for the Ministry of Ag. It's the Ministry of Ag and Rural Affairs. That's the new name under their reorganization. And then MOFCOM, the Ministry of Commerce, which was there as well. I was also pleased that U.S. agriculture had by far the largest contingent. We wanted experts who could dive into any technical issue. We're glad they went because we did have technical sidebars, in fact, several of them. So we'll just have to see how it goes. But I would say if you wanted to look at whether the visit was successful agriculture, it was, but clearly with China, much more to continue. Proof is in the final pudding. Thanks, Bill.
Hi, sir. When you had the earlier question about China, your visit to China, you had said that you had some discussions about policy and regulatory issues with China, and that you're hoping for an opportunity to bring up other items that were not discussed. Can you be specific about what are some of the policy and regulatory issues that you did discuss, and what are some of the other items that you'd like to bring up later?
Well, I'm not going to get into that level, Tom. I appreciate the question, but the topics covered many, many things. Access for poultry, languishing biotechnology trait approvals, slowness in opening of doors, the 100-day plan, and some of the things that have not been finished there, like the beef protocol. So you can almost go down most crop, poultry, or livestock issue, and there is one. And in that sense, I will say, and this is very important, we are grateful that the Chinese took the time that we wanted to go through those. But the list is long, and so we have others, and that's why I hope it continues. But we'll just have to see. I think this Friday is the date set for the 301 tariffs, and so we'll have to see how that would factor into this. But I'll close by saying we felt the discussions were good. There is a lot of proof yet to be demonstrated. That's very important. You've got to trust but verify. And so we'll just have to see how time goes.